If you are seeing red today, relax. It just means the people around you are actively participating in an awareness campaign to remind people about women's heart health. As part of National Heart Month activities, it is Go Red for Women Day, a reminder of the impact of heart disease on women. This and other activities are encouraged by the American Heart Association. Emily Daly is the regional director.
The American Heart Association's inception was 1924, and one of the causes of the American Heart Association is Go Red for Women, and this is where National Wear Red Day and National Heart Month originate from. American Heart Association's mission is to free lives from cardiovascular disease and stroke. Last year, we set our 2020 impact goal, where we said not only do we want to increase the cardiovascular health of all Americans by 20%, but we want to reduce deaths caused by cardiovascular disease and stroke by 20%. So we have a lofty goal, but there are multiple ways that we hope to achieve this. First of all, we have this National Wear Red Day and this National Heart Month campaign. It's really an awareness campaign where we encourage the Chattanooga community to wear red and help us raise funds for the cause, because heart disease is women's number one killer, more so than the next five causes of death combined. It's an important effort, and we've got to get the word out.
If you didn't wear red today, that's okay. There are other ways to support the effort to reduce heart disease. You can wear red at other times this month, or you can attend a fashion show with a twist at the Erlanger Lifestyle Center. Dee Clark is a rehab and wellness nurse at the center and helps to organize the event every year.
Actually, the way we all got involved in our campaign was to raise money for the Heart Association, and we began by just recognizing the fact that in February we had a day that was Go Red Day. After we started gathering money for that, one of our patients actually showed up, went to the dressing room, came back out dressed in his late wife's dress that had hearts all over it and had a little red purse, and came out and said, "Please give to the Heart Association," in a funny little voice. Many people didn't even know who he was because he had on a wig and a hat and everything. And with that, we just took a twist from that and said, you know, we should have a fashion show. This was just way too funny. And we also just started with just a few people, dressed them up, and then sort of blackmailed them into giving us money for the Heart Association. So with that, that was year number one about 5 years ago. And then since then, we've had a Go Red for Women Day, where we have our male patients dress up in all sorts of costumes. They may be cowgirls, they may be dancers, they may dress up as a character, they may sing, they may run really quickly across the stage, but they're there to make money for the Heart Association and recognize how many women actually are affected by heart disease. And if you think about the men being affected by heart disease because they're here in rehab, their wives are affected as well. So the Heart Association not only helps us with our male patients, but also helps us with our patients' wives to understand about heart disease. And then with that, with every person that gains knowledge about heart disease, we have less people that come in the hospital with heart attacks and strokes. We have people that recognize risk factors for heart disease and do something about them. Maybe that person's coming to rehab and then their wife is encouraged to exercise. Or maybe that person is changing diet, and their daughter maybe decides to lose weight or to watch their cholesterol a little closer. With the men being involved, first of all, it's a twist and funny, and second of all, it's a big awareness campaign for us.
In addition to the fashion show, you can enjoy lunch while visiting the Lifestyle Center downtown.
Actually, our fashion show, with a twist, is part of the Erlanger campaign for the American Heart Association. Our fashion show is going to be held at Erlanger's Chattanooga Lifestyle Center at 325 Market Street on the third floor on February the 7th. That will be the day that we really start our campaign. Along with our fashion show, we also have a few other things that are going to be happening that day. On top of the fashion show, we'll also have a heart healthy lunch, and people can actually buy tickets to that, get a healthy lunch, and also get to see the show. We also will have an auction during that week, and that starts on the Monday and will end on Friday. You can buy things that are just in time for Valentine's Day that are all related, and everything will be red. So everything that you get in our auction will be available for your Valentine.
Emily Daly from the American Heart Association is working with local businesses to help spread heart health awareness throughout the month of February.
For National Heart Month, really what we encourage just local companies to do is celebrate with their employees. And we have lots of companies who will go as far as to have lunch and learns, and we'll provide heart healthy speakers for them. We have local companies who are selling red dress pins and raising money. We encourage them to dress down on Fridays and wear some jeans and tennis shoes, maybe do a little exercise or something that day, where they're red. It just depends on the company. We really are encouraging everybody in Chattanooga to get involved.
The message behind Go Red for Women Day is provided by Daly.
Heart disease is women's number one killer. What we're trying to make sure that women understand is that their signs and symptoms are different than men's. They're much more subtle. It could be tension in between their shoulder blades and their back, and they think, oh, you know, I'm stressed, and that's probably what that is. 1 in 3 women die from heart disease, so it has a significant impact. That translates to about 460,000 female deaths a year. We've got our work cut out for us.
Wear red, participate in activities for National Heart Month, and look into your own heart health. Developing healthy eating habits and exercise will go a long way toward a healthier heart. Visit our blog at wutc.org to learn more. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.